have you ever heard people say to a child, you better behave or the boogeyman's going to get you, or the bad man's going to get you?
I've heard them not say that, but they say, you can take my crowd, mostly, depend on whooping you.
Okay.
Wearing you out.
Okay.
If my daddy went to the church, there's 13 of us, you know. If he went to the church and told us not to get out of that yard, he'd come back down and look for tracks, see if we get out the yard. I say he left the whoop.
What do you say to your friends on December the 25th? When you see your friends on December the 25th, what's the first thing you say to them?
25th, Christmas gift.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to walk that very far. I'm glad I don't have to
tote this very far.
Fine. What do you call a creature that has, he's got a hard shell and he lives in the water and he can draw his legs and his head and his tail up inside his shell?
I call it a turtle.
Okay. And what do you call the same kind of thing that lives on the land?
Capping.
Okay. And have you ever heard about a gopher?
Yeah, I've heard of them, but I've heard about gophers, but I ain't seen that.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that people can eat?
Intestines of a hog?
Mm-hmm.
Well now, excuse me for answering that question. I call it nuts.
Okay. Well, what about the things that, I'm not sure what it is, but when you, I think it's an intestine, and when you, you have to wash it, and then I think you cut it up in little pieces and fry it. You know what I'm talking about? Chitlins is what I'm thinking.
Chitlins. I call it chitlins. Whole chitlins.
And that's the insides?
Yeah, that's the inside. The guts, I'm going to call them the whole chitlins.
Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yellow.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
His breast, I would say.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wants to go fishing, he might get in what and row himself out onto a creek? You get in a
wagon or car?
No. Now if he wants to get out into the water, he'll sit in a
boat.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's certainly a pretty what of beads. Certainly a pretty
row of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one of them defeats the other one very soundly, you might say one man really did what to the other one?
I would say he'd like to kill him.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his
knees.
Okay. Have you ever heard people talk about get down on your hunkers or haunches or something like that, meaning to squat down?
Yeah, I hear people say something like that, but I can't place that
word.
But
you wouldn't use that word?
No.
Okay. What do you call,